sons of Akamisha.
Bas theek hai, Allah ka now we continue, inshallah, and you start continue revising and building a full picture in your mind of it. So, alhamdulillah, that will benefit. And also, keep revising the Talimul Haq. So, inshallah, someday I will going to just ask you some questions about them. But it is basic knowledge for children. Until you master that, you are not going to be going to go any further. Fiqh ka jo sabse kam se kam ilm. 8-9 years old children is taught Talimul Haq about namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. A simple 5 cheez cheeze hain. So until you master the basic, you cannot understand. There's no use reading any bigger book or from the library or from the bookshop. It's useless for you. First is to get your ground, your ABC right. So ABC, Talimul Haq, you have all essay. Any question out of it, you should answer it without thinking. It should be such clear. In a personal mind. You get basic knowledge, have a very, not even primary level, but you can say, the very beginning of the primary level, just after like 6-7 years old child, they are normally taught and they remember that. Now this fourth principle of this have six parts of it, six points of understanding. So this is when a person have now found a share. So first one he was trying. So as I say that the other things, even the Imam and Imam Ali Rahmahullah who wrote this book, the Mujtahid, he Rahmahullah said, expected that the person can fulfill, if he has strong will, the first 2-3 stages of the tariq by himself, if he really tries. That's how Imam Ghazali also expects. You see, he has written a person should find a shaykh. If he doesn't, then he should do like this. So he has written a book, Ahya al-Ulum or Kimay Saadat, in such a way that a person actually also, there are many things a person can do himself. If he has the right, if he has the will. But as I said, it's very made a very, very, very easier for in the tariq or tariqa Muhammadiyah. It's very, very easy that even those parts which were not really part of the, as such, in other tariqs, our Mashayikh has included in there, so that it becomes. So if a person says, I can't even do this, I am fine. He's just waiting to get in and be thrown into hellfire or kuch bhi nahi hai. कि जो बंदा बहुत आसान काम भी नहीं कर सकता बहुत आसान तरीके से फिर वही तो he's not waiting only for actually be shaitan to misguide him फिर तो वही पे चलेगा. हाँ जब शेख कामिल मुयसर हो जाए when you find a kamil शेख and मुर्शिद और उससे बैत का इरादा करे so if a person intends to do bayat. Now he's talking about the fourth stage, really he's talking about the fourth stage of the three, the stage of illumination. So abwal ye samajh le ke bayat se gharaz kya hai. First he should understand that what is the purpose and aim of bayat. But ye kyun bayat karne laga hai? Bayat kya hai? What is bayat and why is he doing bayat? Kyun ye us murshid ke paas gaya hai? Why is he gone? What is the benefit or what is the objective reason there? In that people at this time and also previous time, they have made a strange kind of entanglement of so many reasons and so many plans, they have so many intentions they have mixed in that. Everyone might have a different idea about bad, why is he doing. So first the person should be clear to why a person should do. So firstly, some people do it, baz to sahib-e-kashf aur karamat banna chahte hain. So certain people, there's one category, wo bad isliye karte hain ki unko koi kashf ho jaye ya karamat hasil ho jaye, that they become the sahib-e-karamat, they're flying in in the air, walking on the water, or mind reading, other things, or jinnat ka jo hai, is tarah ki cheezein, or kashf jo hai, so they can be see some of the unseen things, koi farishta nazar aa gaya hai, koi angels, so unveiling, meaning they do it for unveiling, kabhi hum baat kar rahe hain, ki hum sahibe kashf aur karamat ban jaye. So this, the Imam says, jab ye malum ho gaya ki kashf aur karamat to khud sheikh hone mein hona zaruri nahi. You have heard the conditions of the sheikh. They are not even, having kashf and karamat is not even a condition to become a sheikh and murshid. To peer ke liye bhi, ye to condition nahi hai that he should be a sahib kashf aur sahib karamat. To mareed to iski kya habas karega? So why should the mareed or the disciple should have any want and desire of it, or of it as such, that I should have this, when it's not even necessary for the sheikh to have it. So ye kashf aur karamat aur is tarah ki ye koi sheikh ki ilamat nahi, it's not a sign of actually a sheikh or murshid, ye nahi hoti ilamat uski. So the sign which I already have given you, actually some of them, that he should have, after the Aqidah and Sharia, he should have a knowledge of the science of self-purification. Just a doctor, he should have knowledge of the science of medicine and biology, or your medical science. It's not necessary for the doctor to fly in the air, whatever he does. It has nothing to do with it, or mind reading, or anything like this. Or he sees jinnat or unveiling. So very, very similar is this, because that is the physical purification of the illnesses, physical illnesses, and this is spiritual illnesses. So like you find this strange, if animal goes to doctor, I'm not going to, that because he can't actually fly in the air. So that's how trivial it sounds to the, obviously the righteous or the true mashayikh, when people have these wrong ideas. Unko bhi kitne bewakoof log hain, that what they have coming for and what they are asking and what they want. To uske liye koi zaruri nahi hai. He should know, he should have a degree or medical science to practice, but we are sufficient. So similarly, the Shaykh actually should be from the Qaeda of Al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah himself practicing, and he should have the knowledge of self-purification science. Usko pata ho, order kya hai, disease kya hai, how to cure that disease, what are the levels of disease, and certain other things. So, yeah. But if he's on top, if the Shaykh is Sahib-e-Karamat and Sahib-e-Kashf, so it's not that he is not a Shaykh anymore, but it is an extra thing which he has. It's a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wo ho sakta hai. Kai muzurg Sahib-e-Kashf bhi hote hain. Jis tarah Shaykh Abdulaziz Barahmahullah se the. To aapne ek dafa farmaya, when some of his disciples, he was sitting inside the room like here, and some of his disciples were upstairs, or people like on the roof, and they were looking at a non-mahram woman at that time, and they got up, and there were another woman also were on the roof of some other house. So he, from downstairs in the room, he actually called them. He said that in my presence you are doing such a sin, and he said that those disciples are very unlucky whose mashayikh are sahib-e-kashf. Because obviously the other mashayikh who are not sahib-e-kashf, they do not know, or they do not actually see these things. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires them with such guidance which is beneficial for the people. Their questions get answered without asking. Many of their questions get answered without even asking. When they come for, it's not that the necessary that the Shaykh or the Murshid knows what they ever came for. It is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired that say this, and they said. The Shaykh doesn't know who is answering. This is even happens with the people, with the Mashaykh who are not Sahib-e-Kashf. And if someone is Sahib-e-Kashf, obviously this is a something on top, but it is not a condition. So when it is not a condition to be a Shaykh, how can it be aim or objective to become a mureed or anything, mureed for this thing, which obviously samajh aa gayi aapko? Haan, this is no. So never go after this thing A person is not going to get any closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something to given to some people it's not given. So it's not really a matter of determines how close you are to Allah azza wa jalla. Look, all the angels, they are in the world of unseen. They themselves are creation of unseen. So what about them seeing unseen? They themselves are unseen creation. وہ خود ہی غیبی مخلوق ہے. They are from the other world. But still human, righteous humans are more superior than them. ہم انسانوں کو زیادہ قرب ملتا ہے ان فرشتوں سے بھی اللہ کا. حالانکہ وہ غیب کی مخلوق ہے. اور بھی کتنی مخلوق ہیں غیب کی, آسمان, other things, other matters of the unseen. تو انسان کی اتنی قدر و قیمت ہے. So these are not matters where some people do bad for this to have this, but that's not, they will be losers. And if the Shaykh is also being accompanying them in this, he say that you come mareed to me and you will see things, or you will have unveiling, you will have karamas, you will have certain supernatural powers, he's also misguiding them. As such. تو اس کا پتہ معلوم ہوا کہ اس کو خود ہی شیخ کو بھی ہی ڈزنٹ نو از ویل وائی شی شوڈ بی دیئر. تو آبویسلی دے آر بوتھ گوئنگ ٹو ناٹ اٹین دا پرپز. بعد یہ سمجھتے ہیں سرٹن ادر پیپل, دیر از اندر کیٹیگری آف پیپل, از پوائنٹ ٹو ناؤ, ادر کیٹیگری آف پیپل ہو ڈو بیڈ اور ہو گو ٹو بیڈ اور ڈو بیڈ اور to the مشائخ for this reason. بعض یہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ سلسلے میں داخل ہونے سے پیر بخشش کے ذمہ دار ہو جائیں گے اور قیامت میں دوزخ سے نجات دلائیں گے, خواہ کیسے ہی عمل کرتے رہو. یہ بھی محض غلط ہے. So many people think that once we get into سلسلہ and because in the سلسلہ there will be 20, 30, 40 مشائخ, so starting from now and there will be to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, so then we have a guarantee of at least that we will be somehow be forgiven on the day of judgment. That these all mashayikh are going to take responsibility of my bakhshish and my forgiveness on the day of judgment, and they will free me from the fire of hell. Although no matter what I do, I am going to at least meet. So many people have this idea and they do wrong things and they open like off licenses and other things, but they say that our peer or is going to is praying for us, or we will be forgiven because of him. He has taken responsibility. Usne koi jannat ki zimmedari le li hai hamari. So they think they are coming in a great silsila, to and there are mashayikh, the names of the mashayikh in the silsila, and no matter whatever they do, righteous deeds or not righteous, they are going to be forgiven because of them. یہ بھی محض غلط ہے. دیر از نو گارنٹی آف دیٹ. خود جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حضرت فاطمہ کو فرمایا, پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself said to حضرت فاطمہ, his own daughter, فاطمہ تو ان قدی نفسا کی فی النار, کہ او فاطمہ سیو یور سیلف فرام دا فائر آف ہیل, کہ خود عمل کرو. And he said to others as well, his blessed auntie as well, and to the Fatima, and he got together some once all of his family, and he said that whatever you want to ask of this world, ask, but I cannot actually save you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to do, he is the greatest intercessor, sabse bade shafaat karenge, lekin wo, he is saying that it is up to Allah Azza wa Jal, that he gives permission for some people or he doesn't. Allah par hai man zal ladhi yashfa wa indahu illa bi izni. So Hazrat Fatima ko aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ye farmaya, Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ko Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said ke bhai tumhara kya hal hoga, what will be your state, and he mentioned some kind of on the day of judgment akhirat mein, and he also other companions. So although these people had even heard the good news of Jannah, but still they were very fearful because they know Allah is fa'alul lima yureed. If he puts all the ahli Jannah, if the people of Jannah to Jahannam, there is no one to ask him. तो वो क्यों ऐसे कर रहा है. एंड इट विल स्टिल विल बी अदल, इट स्टिल विल बी जस्टिस, इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू बी जुल्म. तो एंड इफ पीपल ऑफ हेल आर पुट इन टू जन्ना वो स्टिल दम एज इट निजामुद्दीन औलिया सेड स्टिल इट इज जस्टिस, इट्स नॉट जुल्म. द जुल्म इज टू इंटरफियर इन अनदर्स ओनरशिप एंड एवरीथिंग इज ओन्ड बाय अल्लाह. अल्लाह मालिक है, जिसको चाहे जहां भेजे. इसलिए औलिया अल्लाह भी डरते हैं, सहाबा इकराम भी डरते थे कि दैट दे आर एक्चुअली ऑल्सो सब्जेक्ट टू द विल ऑफ अल्लाह सुभान व तआला. So having good news and having hope in the mercy of Allah, at the same time fearful of Allah's greatness, Allah's power, that He is all powerful, and He overpowers everything, and He is dominant, and no one is to ask a question to Him what He does. But He does not. So, जो लोग इसलिए सिलसिले में दाखिल होते हैं, people who enter this is like, पीर हमारी बख्शिश कराएंगे. हम चाहे कुछ भी अमल करते रहें, वट एवर वी डू इट डजेंट मैटर. दैट आवर पीर हैज टेकन द रिस्पांसिबिलिटी फॉर अस फॉर टू गो इन जन्ना. दे एक्चुअली इफ यू आर डूइंग बैड फॉर दैट, दे आर गोइंग टू बी मोर डिस्ट्रॉयड नाउ. बिकॉज फर्स्टली इफ दे हैड नॉट डन, एटलीस्ट मे बी दे रिपेंट एट एनी टाइम. हम गुनाहगार हैं, वी आर सिनफुल, वी शुड रिपेंट, वी शुड लीव द सिंस. बट नाउ वेन दे हैव दिस फॉल्स आइडिया ऑफ फॉरगिवनेस, now they are not going to repent, now even they are going to go more into sin with this idea in their mind. Thirdly, the third point or the third category, certain people think and they do bad. baaze ye jante hain ki peer sahib ek nazar mein kamil kar denge, that the or the peer or the murshid is going to change, purify us with one vision or with one spiritual or with the spiritual power instantly. With one glance, we are going to actually be flying in the valleys of walayat. Humko na mehnat karna padegi, nor we have to do anything. Na manmaasi ke tarak ka kasht karna padega, nor we have to leave sins. Bas ek hi second mein ye peer sahab aap kuch karein to bhai hame aage pahunchaye. So this obviously is also, this does not happen as normal. As I said, it's very, very rarely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless someone, He will bless someone without any mean, without anything. He can do that. Like Isa alayhi salam was born without father. Uska unka baap nahi, they can aap baap ke bagair paida hue. But now if anyone does not marry, or a woman does not marry, that because Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam had a child without father, so she does not have that want to marry or have to pair. It's very, very difficult that she is going to get the same karamat or anything like Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Although it is possible, mumkin to hai, lekin is tarah Allah pak kisi ko apna प्यारा बंदा बना ले, फिर अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला सिलेक्ट समवन टू बी हिज क्लोज फ्रेंड, नथिंग इज गोइंग टू स्टॉप, नथिंग इज गोइंग टू बिकम एन ऑब्स्टेकल इन देयर. लेकिन ये इस तरह हर वक्त नहीं होता, मे बी हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड मिलियंस कोई एक होता है. ऐसा हजरत खिजर अलैहि सलाम है और सैयदना अब्दुल अज़ीज़ दबार है मौला, बट स्टिल ही हाउ मच एफर्ट ही डिड, 12 ईयर्स ही रोम्ड एंड ही अराउंड एंड ही वॉक्ड अराउंड एंड ही सर्च्ड for the truth and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To jo log ye samajhte hain ki wo ek nazar mein kamil kar denge, that in one glance we are going to be instantly walis, the period when this they are also in do not have the right idea. So I saw one of my teachers, one of my shaykh, that one person came to him and he said that there is a peer sahab who said that in 10 minutes or 15 minutes I can make you a wali or you reach somewhere for half an hour or so. So because he came to him, and he asked him that can you do it a bit quicker or anything. So aapne farmaya bhai main to he said that I until now I myself has not become wali. Itne saal ho gaye hain, 30-40 saal ho gaye, 30-40 years ho gaye hain to actually fighting with my own nafs. So mere paas to agar koi, if I had such a formula I would have used for myself, to iska koi mere paas nahi hai, I don't have any such thing. So you better go to him, this one day, 7 day idea I do not have. तो ये नहीं हमारे पास. तो इस तरह के जो लोग आप देखेंगे कि दैट इफ ऑल दो पीपल मेनी टाइम क्लेम टू अदर से दैट सम औलियाल्ला थ्रू औलियाल्ला अल्लाह सुब्हान अल्लाह ब्लेसेस पीपल बट दैट्स अदर से दैट अल्लाह डिसाइड टू गिव समवन एनी गिफ्ट बट इट्स नॉट द नॉर्म इट्स नॉट दैट यू कैन बी अ कस्टम एंड पीपल हु क्लेम एंड हु क्लेम टू बी लाइक दिस यू विल सी दैट इवन दे आर डिप्राइड ऑफ बेसिक obligations and practicing of sharia, wo bhi nahi kar rahe, daadi nahi rakh rahe, namaz masjid mein nahi pad rahe, gunah kar rahe hain, or they are indulging in sin, to wo basic cheez nahi kar rahe and they think they are walis. To this is a very wali banna bahut mushkil kaam hota hai. Person have to become a muslim, a momin, phir usko muttaqi banna padta hai, फिर वो मुहसिन बनता है, पर्सन ऑफ एहसान, फिर जाके वो ही एंटर्स एक्चुअली सम काइंड ऑफ वलायत. बट हाउ अ पर्सन नो देर आर साइंस ऑफ दैट इज वेल, तो इंशाल्लाह वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस दैट एट अनदर टाइम. लेकिन वली बनने से बहुत यानी पीपल बिकम औलिया अल्लाह, दे आर मेनी औलिया अल्लाह लिविंग नाउ एज वेल, बट इट्स जस्ट नॉट एक्चुअली कैन बी क्लेम्ड फॉर फ्रॉम दोज पीपल हु आर नॉट इवन fulfilling the obligations of sharia. The awliya Allah are not only fulfilling obligations of sharia but also of tariqa, also of haqiqa, also of marifa. They are therefore the honest identical. So a person who is not basic obligations wo bhi cover nahi kar rahe shariat sunnat ki, wo to hardly they are a full believer. Kamil momin bhi nahi wo bane, kamil wali banna to bahut badi baat hai. To become a kamil wali is great thing, kamil momin. As Rasulullah SAW said that you cannot become a believer until you like for yourself, for the other, your brother, what you like for yourself. To ye hamare tareeke mein there is exercise like you do for eyes, ears, a person have to do at a certain, for a certain trait, that he have to practice this practice, that he has, all his job is nothing else actually to observe is that then is to actually like for the others what he likes for himself and to him, and what he hates for himself, not hating that for others as well. What he feels that is not right for him, he also thinks like that. So ye to basic requirement hai kamil momin banne ke liye, to become a full believer. To walayat to phir higher stage hai, right? It is the walayat khasa, the special walayat is a place thing. To ek nazar mein kamil, so this does not happen as such, it's not a norm. Agar is tariq se kaam ban jata, if it happened like this, if it happens like this, if this is a custom as such, to sahabai karam ko kuch bhi na karna padta, then the companions would not have to do anything. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had not done anything. Unko to jihad bhi karna pada, unko bahir mujahida bhi karna pada, unko bahir namazein bhi padne, apne pabandi se tahajjud pad rahe the, and they had to follow Rasulullah SAW sunnah. Even Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw one of companions who came, who had only one hair of beard. You have heard that hadith. And because Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled at him, and after one time he came, he even plucked that hair. He thought that people just laugh at me, and it's only one hair is hardly seen. And Rasulullah ﷺ did not answer his salam, and he turned his face, said, "I'm not." And the reason when he knew after was actually that he had Rasulullah ﷺ said that I was happy and pleased to say that you were acting upon my sunnah. So companions ko kitni mehnat karni padi. Those three companions who did not go on jihad with Rasulullah sallam, they were intending to go, but they delaying, it just became delayed. So how many days they were not, Rasulullah did not speak to them, Muslims did not speak to them. Unko kitna mujahida karna pada. So many people think that if they have a one ziyarat in the dream or somehow in the kashf or anything, that they are going to be wo kamil ho jayenge, that they are full complete walid or people, to is tarah nahi hota. Although it's a great blessing, uska bahut bada darja hai. Even I mentioned the one dream to you before, that a person saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream, and he was actually Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying, and he was leading the prayer, and people were after also following him in his prayer, muqtadi the. So after the prayers, this person went to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is in a dream, that I have heard that you, who sees you and who does your ziyarat, that he becomes purified, uski islah ho jati hai, he becomes reformed. But I had not become reformed. Bhai meri to islah nahi hui, main to aapko dekh raha hu, I am looking at your blessed face. And Rasulullah said that is tarah islah nahi hoti, that like this you will not be reformed, you have to stay with me 30 days. So you have to stay with me 30 days. So this was an indication, the interpretation was that he had to practice Rasulullah's life on 30-day basis, meaning like for example in our tariq we do, and then a person is going to become closer or reformed. So pehle to islah hoti hai, phir tazkiyah nafs, and then in stage of illumination, and then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a fazal, and phir banda Allah ka wali banta hai. So sahaba ikram ko kuch bhi na karna padta, so companions did not have to do anything if this is true. So, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam se zyada kaun kamil un nazar ho, who will be more spiritually powerful and more kamil un nazar, who will have a more spiritual glance or spiritual vision and faith than Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But still the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they earned a great status by just seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, became companions. But still they had to now do the mujahida and to do work. As Rasulullah said to them, some of them, generally he said, not specifically, generally he said that people who do not come to prayers in the mosque and they pray at home without, I have thought that I would burn their houses. So ye kinko upar companions ko farma rahe. So they even have to do mujahida and come. So let aside other people, they had to sometime give their life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bhi unko jaan deni padi. Sometime they had to also leave their family. And sometime they had to leave brother, is become the enemy of a brother. The father is leaving, the children are leaving, the family. Abu Jahl, unka beta Ikrama رضی اللہ تعالیٰ بہت مسلمان تھا. وہ مسلمان ہو گئے اور بہت بڑے ان کا درجہ صحابی. عبداللہ بن ابی بن سلول, who was the chief of منافقین, the head of منافقین, his son was also a great صحابی. آپ کے بیٹے بھی بہت بڑے صحابی تھے. So they had to separate. تو ان کو بھی مجاہدہ کرنا پڑا. So what about another ولی اور, تو اس طرح تو نہیں ہوگا کہ just without anything, without mujahida, without doing anything, that you are going to become. If someone says they are claiming something which is not right. As I say that there are exceptions, but they are rare. Bas itna hi kafi hai, so there are other 3 points left, so inshallah we'll cover them next time. Koi puchni hai baat to puch le if you have. I want to ask anything. So these are some of the wrong reasons why people go to bath, and 3 you have mentioned, and inshallah some are left. पूछनी है बात तो पूछ लें। So this on the opposite means that a person should not have these motives of bad, but rather motives of actually islahi nafs, but rather be ready to do mujahidah. Jis tarah, for example, you have come for fajr pe uthna, or sitting here. So people who cannot come to listen for the tariqat, how can you expect that they are going to walk on the teachings of tariqat? Jo idhar sunne ke liye nahi aa sakte, namaz padhni padte ya sunne ke liye nahi aa sakte, so wo phir how can one expect that they can practice? So when they say that to me or any other person that I don't know, I am not feeling close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what can one say except actually that one just have to keep quiet? But kya banda kare bhai, the abilities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the person is not using at all. Ab ye kya chahta hai? He's joking. So it is I think very beneficial for that person if that person does not harm himself, is not harmed by making such jokes, because that he is not doing the least effort. And then on the other hand, demanding the full reward or the full action. So wo to bade nuksan ki cheez hai. So the idea of Islam is actually to do, and then inshallah have more hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do the mujahida means that where you will have to overcome the desire of your nafs, there will be an obstacle. If there is no obstacle, there is no mujahida. Mujahida means actually to go uphill. It's like an uphill task. So somehow a person will do. So let's say, I'm not saying about you or anyone else specifically, but just giving you an example so that these concepts actually are written down in your mind. Let's say I say to you that aapko roz tahajjud padhni hai. To roz to banda jo amal karta hu main, for example if I give you amal ke bhai ye aapne amal tahajjud ke waqt karna hai, to wo to ek bahut badi baat hai, it is a great thing if someone does it. Lekin ye ek din hum aate hain baithte hain, ye isiliye time rakha hua hai, although this time we can also sit on Thursday afternoon, zuhr ke waqt bhi, asr ke waqt bhi baith sakte hain, lekin dusre kaam, other works, other matters, exercises are given for people to do at their homes, at their own time, tahajjud. So one day, so that they are helped, that I am present, they are present, so they have a little bit more motivation and urge. And if people do not even avail this opportunity, then they should not complain ever that they are not getting close to Allah, or actually they are not getting Allah's marifah or Allah's mother's love or anything like this. So they will be normal people, and so they should carry on doing amal, namaz padhte rahein, to inshallah Allah ke fadal se hua to unko unki bakhshish ho jayegi Allah ke fadal se, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills with his fadal. But if people who want to be purified, who want to attain something, who want to go from this life not only successful but also makes other people successful as well with them and their families, unko to thodi bahut, you have to do little bit extra mehnat karni padegi. I gave you an example again and again, like that many of the Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah was ghosts of his time. So if I say I am more beloved of Allah, na'udhu billah, then Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani ke mujhe to koi mujahida na karna padega. I can't get up for tahajjud, I can't hardly pray, I can't abstain from sins, I can't learn knowledge. Can Allah Pak mujhe jannat de do, because I am more beloved than Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, who Allah ke wali hain, aur wo raaton ko khade hain aur jangalon mein mujahidat kar rahe hain. In the jungles they are doing mujahidat for so lengthy periods. To wo Allah ke wali hai, he is beloved of Allah, he is the wali of Allah. To main aur to kuch nahi. To if he had to do so, maybe. So if not maybe to that extent, maybe 1/10 or 100, or at least to the best of one's ability, one is doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that this person or is weak, so his two nafal are equal to the 100 nafal of a strong person. So Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi apna daraja tha, is just an example that if let's say there is a weak person and a strong person, the weak, so maybe two nafals of the weak are equal to the 100 or 50 nafal of the strong one. But at least ye true to padhe apna. If he even does not offer what he can, so then he is just going to be deprived. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is not in need of us, so we are going to suffer, not him at all. کیا ابھی پھر کوئی بات نہیں پوچھنی تو پھر مراقبہ کرتے ہیں تھوڑی دیر. یس میم. As I have said previously, Bayat or actually the relationship of a Shaykh and student is also of many types. One is Bayat-e-Barkat. This is for blessing, gaining this blessing. Because a pious person, looking at his face is also ibadat. Uski chehre ki taraf bhi dekhna ibadat hai. Uski bayat karna bhi barkat hai usne. So this is for barka blessing. So barkat wo do. But if a person is doing bayat for coming close to Allah, that is called bayat-e-suluk or bayat-e-tarbiyat. Bayat-e-tarbiyat, bayat-e-suluk and bayat-e-tarbiyat. If a person is going to do with clear motives, very clear motive, and then bayat-e-tarbiyat is actually a full-fledged course. And there's bayat-e-sohbat or a bayat of just companionship, of just sitting. So that is also a bayat. Or bayat-e-tawbah, tawbah ki bayat karna. Someone repenting of sin by making someone else witness so that he is any pious person or any other righteous person. Tawbah karna pe bayat-e-tawbah. So what he was talking really, maybe he himself does not know that he has, that is bayat-e-barkat or the bayat of blessing he has done. But that is, the benefit of it fades away very quickly. The benefit of bayat-e-tarbiyah or the tarbiyah is very long-lasting. Ye long-lasting hota hai. It is just like when you are borrowing something from someone, let's say heater, there's a heater, you are just sitting in this book, the Imam has said this, what I'm saying now. You're sitting near the heater or the fire, you're getting the heat. But once you are a little bit away, you're not going to get. This is when you get a faiz of sohba or barakah from someone, or you visit a grave of a wali, you will get blessings as such. But they will be temporal mostly. But bayat-e-tarbiyat or bayat-e-sulook is that person is given such medicine or such food, his body is prepared in such a way that he does not feel cold, or he can sustain the very severe weathers, or he is given such a clothing, such internal physical power by training him to for extreme, like they train commandos or anything, and also clothing which are protective. So this person, if he is sent in freezing temperature and mountains, he is going to survive. And for outside, it's not going to bother him at all. But for the other person, as soon as he's going to move from the heater, he's going to freeze to death. So, or he's going to be freeze or ill very quickly again. So, bayat-e-barkat or bayat-e-sohbat, वो इस तरह होती है. एंड दिस गोइंग थ्रू द श्लोक इज लाइक फर्स्टली गिविंग यू द फिजिकल द स्पिरिचुअल पावर एंड देन गिविंग यू द प्रोटेक्टिव क्लोथिंग दैट दिस पर्सन वेर एवर गोज ही इज नियर द शेख और ही इज फार फ्रॉम द शेख ही इज गोइंग इफ ही इज डूइंग द कोर्स और ही हैज डन ही इज गोइंग टू बी सेव्ड. उसको कोई खतरा इस तरह का ही इज नॉट गोइंग टू बी जस्ट बिकम अ विक्टिम और प्रे ऑफ शैतान जस्ट सिंपली बाय दिस. Because you have to know many things, like you are learning now. Now if Shaitan comes to you and say, shows you, for example, a miracle or a kashf or anything, if you don't know, you are going to think that aapka darja hai koi, that you have some status, that's why you've seen something. That's why a person is going to think, haan, kuch to mujh mein hai, although I don't know, but there is something in me, that's what this is happening. So, but now you know, you are going to see, haan, main tahajjud padi hai, as I acted upon the sunnah fajr ke waqt main utha hu din ko kal gunah to nahi raat ko maine kiya. I have not thought that you are going to judge on this basis. So alhamdulillah it's going to be clear ke bhai aap kitne bali hain or how great you are or how close you are. Agar na pata ho to phir yes person will become confused. To wo baat hai barkat. It is will be classed as bad or not bad this look or bad termia as such. So that is a very dilemma of our days now. Mostly they are obviously righteous people, the true genuine people also, and then there are. But many of them, they're just followers, and they don't know why they are going, what they are doing, what is sulook, what should they be looking for, what should they be attaining to, what is criteria. And one is people like ourselves, that we are copiers. Hum to not genuine hai, nor, alhamdulillah, we are actually completely shayateens, like false completely. But we try to copy these righteous people. अहलुल्लाह को हम कोशिश करते हैं हम उनकी नकल करें. हकीकत तो नहीं है हमें, वी डोंट हैव देयर रियलिटी, बट वी ट्राई टू कॉपी दम. वी होप इन द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह दैट इफ वी सिंसियरली इवन ट्राई टू कॉपी देयर टीचिंग एंड देयर पर्सनैलिटीज एंड देयर लाइफ सुब्हान तआला विद हिज फजल माइट एक्चुअली फॉरगिव अस एंड माइट एंटर अस ऑल्सो इन देयर सर्कल. तो ये हमारी ख्वाहिश है और हमारी दुआ एंड वी प्रे एंड आवर होप.